In the geek world, there has been nothing but news about the iPad. A little device that sold 300,000 units that has basically got the hearts and minds of all the geeks out there. They love it or they hate it. More often than not, neither people have actually used it, but that doesn't stop them from formulating an opinion about whether they like it or they hate it. Mine is still in transit. Hopefully we'll get here tomorrow. It's apparently out of customs in Melbourne, and so I'll be eagerly waiting that to see if it's actually worth up the hype. One thing I've noticed, though, is that it's actually missing a key element: folder browsing. Looking at the iWork workflow to actually get the folders, you know, the files onto the thing, edit them, and get them back off seems incredibly convoluted. You'll end up making about 4 copies of your work just to get it on there, and then, of course, get it back to the iPad. What about if you actually do a lot of work on your machine and you want to get it, you know, when you pick up your iPad and you go out and about, you want to be able to, you know, quickly open that PDF, open that Word doc, open that Excel file, etc., and, you know, review it on the iPad. It seems like it should be, you know, an out-of-the-box thing, but it simply is not. I was sweating for a while, but then I saw, oddly enough, some spam. I call it bacon. It's kind of like the spam, you know, that you like. And it's software called Readle or Readle, not too sure. Anyway, it works with other applications like Box.net and other synchronization tools, and what it will do is allow you to open up PDFs, Word docs, etc., grab text from them, and you know, open them in Pages, and so on and so forth. And so what that means is that your main editing area can be your computer, and then, of course, as this thing, I believe, was designed to be like a satellite computer, something to show other people, you can just simply open it up and check the files out. They boast that it can actually open up large PDFs, support full-text search, has text reflow mode, handles PDFs, links, and outlines, and open password-protected documents, and it can extract text from PDFs. The trouble is, all the PDFs that I get from people, they you know, restrict that, which is really annoying. Anyway, so also with the iPad world, I was wondering why the hell it actually would need to sync with the computer at all. If you look at the actual App Store and the iTunes Store, you can go ahead and do purchases and, you know, download directly. Why doesn't this thing set up some sort of Wi-Fi sync? So this thing can be truly, truly remote. I use a program called RSS Player for podcasts, because it doesn't actually require you to go back to the iTunes and actually, you know, resync your podcasts. You just turn this thing on, it'll use the Wi-Fi, and it'll download. So yeah, he's hoping they'll improve that, you know, for the future. Now, in other news, I'm setting up a podcast with a friend of mine, a Canadian, that'll be coming hopefully soon. We have no idea what to do, we have no idea what name it is, but we're sure that we'll actually have it going. So watch this space. Now, Apple also announced that iPhone 4.0 will be coming out in winter Australia, and it boasts a bunch of new features. I just wanted to talk about a couple that are really going to change the way that I use the iPhone, or extend its capabilities. They're going to be supporting multiple exchange accounts. Now, if anyone's actually used the iPhone in the business world, of course, you sign up for your work exchange account, and we all have, if you haven't, you should, a Gmail account, and so that can also offer exchange facilities. Well, previously, you could only have one. Now you can have multiples. So even if you have, you know, inboxes that work that you need to attach to, you can have your iPhone set up for those as well. Also, it's going to be doing spell checking. Right now, it doesn't do spell checking in mail. It does spell suggestion. You know, if you type its, it'll put the little apostrophe there. But if you type its with ITS, it won't say, hang on, you know, maybe you should be spelling it ITS. So hopefully those things will make sure that the iPhones get sent out with proper spelling. Lord knows I've sent enough emails with, you know, please ignore the mistakes that I've made in my email. Also, multitasking, and the application's RSS player will be able to take advantage of that. And so when you exit RSS player right now, it stops, but with iPhone 4.0, it'll actually be able to continue playing. So, check out my mate's podcast, chaoticgeek.com, and thanks for listening to this audio boo. As always, hi, Mum. Actually, I spoke to her last night, and hi, Nan. So, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.